Tasha, Channel 1. So we're still working in Chapter 3 with the grammar, and we're up to the fourth section. This is verbs expressing possession. First person, you have. Second or third person, do or yōrei, have or has. In addition to expressing existence in a place, the verbs you, do, and yōrei are also used to express possession, as in the following examples. Note that the particle la is used to mark the possessor in such sentences. I have a book. Nga la tebu. You have a book. Kerang la tebu. You book have. He has a camera. Kong la parche du. He has a camera. Kong la parche yore. The difference between using du and yore in the last two examples follows the same reasoning given for sentences 11 and 12. That was the sentences actually in the last section. They describe the difference between de and yore. Verb conjugation. To construct verb endings, whether they be past, present, or future, add the appropriate ending to the verb root. In their infinitive form, verbs will have a pa or wa suffix, and this must be dropped before tense endings are added. To drink, tongwa. To eat, sawa. To buy, yawa. To come, yongwa. To talk, kecha shewa. To go, drowa. To meet, tukpa. To sit, dewa. Past tense. To use it for conjugating for the past tense, if it's the first person, it's the verb plus pa yin, and if it's the negative, it's verb plus pa min. Second or third person, verb plus pa re, or verb plus pa mare, or second or third person, verb plus song, verb plus ma song. And for the past tense, in the passive sense, it's for all pronouns, it's the positive, it's verb plus song, and for the negative, it's verb plus ma song. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simjanago.